Here we are. That is right. And let's get started. First, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not that flashy, fancy, full-color magazine type. No, they're down to the basics. They focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in ag news. And you know what? Readers love it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace the rancher style once you've seen the content in Tri-State Livestock News. Check them out online, tsln.com. It is what ranchers read.
You know, a lot of times when school starts, things kind of die down and we're back into that routine. Well, here in the Valentine area, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like to remind you, on September 6th, we've got the Cadusa Cook-Off. Yep, it's a big barbecue contest with music that night by Kate Watson. The next weekend, the Sandhills Catfish Tournament with over 40 teams at Merritt Reservoir. Yep, $4,000 for first place in that one. And then the following weekend is going to be the Cowboy Fast Draw Association, the Sparks Nebraska Spurs, hosting a three-day shoot the 19th through the 21st. So we're going to continue right into fall. Check out things to do at visitvalentine.com.
And I have another piece in honor of school starting, since I think it's almost started in all the areas you hear the good stuff. There may be a few schools that haven't picked it up yet, but a former sergeant, having served his time with the Marine Corps, took a new job as a school teacher. But just before the school year started, he injured his back. He was required to wear a plaster cast around the upper part of his body. Fortunately, the cast fit under his shirt and wasn't even noticeable. On the first day of class, he found himself assigned to the toughest students in the school. The smart punks, having already heard the new teacher was a former Marine, were leery of him and decided to see how tough he really was before they tried out any prank. Walking confidently into the rowdy classroom, the new teacher opened the window wide and sat down at his desk. When a strong breeze made his tie flap, he picked up a stapler and promptly stapled the tie to his chest. There was dead silence. He has had no trouble with discipline this year. Semper Fi.
There you go. Francie sent this one into the good stuff a while back. Robin Williams, the late Robin Williams, the comedian, has come up with the perfect plan for our country. So compare this to what is going on these days. What we need now is for our UN ambassador to stand up and repeat this message that Robin Williams came up with. Hard to argue. I see a lot of people yelling for peace, but I have not heard of a plan for peace. So, here's one plan. The U.S. will apologize to the world for our interference in their affairs, past and present. We will promise never to interfere again. We will withdraw our troops from all over the world, starting with Germany, South Korea, and the Philippines. They don't want us there. We would station troops at our borders, and no more sneaking through holes in the fence. All illegal aliens would have 90 days to get their affairs together and leave. We'll give them a free trip home. After 90 days, the remainder will be gathered up and deported immediately, regardless of who or where they are. France would probably welcome them. All future visitors will be thoroughly checked and be limited to 90-day visits unless given a special permit. No one from a terrorist nation would be allowed in. If you don't like it there, change it yourself. Don't hide here. Asylum would not ever be available to anyone. We don't need any more cab drivers. No students over age 21. The older ones are the bombers. If they don't attend classes, they get a D, and it's back home, baby. The U.S. will make a strong effort to become self-sufficient energy-wise. This will include developing non-polluting sources of energy, but will require a temporary drilling of oil in the Alaskan wilderness. The caribou will have to cope for a while. Offer Saudi Arabia and the other oil-producing countries $10 a barrel for their oil. If they don't like it, we go someplace else. If there's a famine or other natural catastrophe in the world, we will not interfere. They can pray to Allah or whomever, the seeds, the rain, the cement, whatever they need. Besides, most of what they give them gets lost or is taken by their army. The people who need it most get very little anyway. Again, this is according to Robin Williams. Ship the UN headquarters to an island someplace. We don't need the spies and fair weather friends here. Besides, it would make a good homeless shelter or a lockup for illegal aliens. Use the buildings as replacement for the Twin Towers. All Americans must go to charm and beauty school. That way, no one can call us ugly Americans any longer. Now, ain't that a winner of a plan? The Statue of Liberty is no longer saying, give me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. She's got a baseball bat and she's yelling, you want a piece of me? That was submitted by Robin Williams. And of course, some of those is just like, yeah, we're not going to interfere in places, which means we don't give them foreign aid either. So just something for you to think about from Robin Williams.
Let's wrap it up with this today, Mike. However good or bad a situation, it will change.
And that's the good stuff.